Can you imagine what it takes to kick a child out of their home? Can you imagine that? I can't even fathom the challenge it presents to a parent who loves their child to kick their kid out of the home. And then you look and say it's Avraham Avinu who is the pillar of Chesed. The defining characteristic to Avraham is his kindness. And yet he just sends Yishmael out. How do we reconcile that? How do we reconcile that with a father? How do we reconcile that with Avraham Avinu as a person? So the Torah gives us a little bit of a hint. It says that Sarah saw that he was misachik. He was playing. And she didn't feel that that was a good idea to surround Yitzhak by someone who was playing. What does that mean? What was he doing? What was so bad? So the Medrash fills it in. And the Medrash says perhaps it means that he was committing adultery or idolatry or murder. Those were the things that he was doing. Now, that seems to be a very hard thing to conceptualize. You're talking about someone who is 14 years old, and the Torah is picking out the three cardinal sins and saying that's what he did. What are we supposed to make of this Medrash? So perhaps you could argue that what it's doing is it's just trying to make it that he was so bad that you could look and say, do you see where Sarah was coming from? Do you understand what Sarah was contending with? She said, I can't raise a child who's going to end up being, in the end, the pillar of the Jewish people if he's surrounded by such a horrible influence. That's a possibility, but perhaps it's a little bit more nuanced. Perhaps it's not that he's doing all of those things, but perhaps what it's telling us is it's his values. What does the word misachek mean? Misachek is what you entertain yourself with. That's generally how we view that word. So what I entertain myself, what I fill the void in my time with, is a defining characteristic of who I am. Did he actually murder? Did he actually commit idolatry? Did he actually do all of these horrible things? I don't know. But his idea of a good time was doing things that either were that or were close to that or had a flavor of that. And what Sarah was saying is that, yeah, you probably could raise a kid in an environment like that with solid parenting by telling them, we don't do that. It's pasnish. It's not appropriate. You could probably pull that off. But if you're not looking to raise just any kid, but you're looking to raise someone on the level of a future leader of the Jewish people, you want to know that you have a child that's going to be able to be one of the forefathers of our Jewish faith, it has to be a person that's surrounded by such incredibly strong values. And so she says anybody that's an influence that has a taste of those things can't be around my son. That's the justification of sending him out. It's still a tough pill to swallow, but at least it gives us a better understanding of what was in Sarah's head. Have a good day.